Let's just dispense with the formalities, okay? You're all warmed up and ready for more? When the following story was originally reported by field agents H. Harrison and W. Wood, a great deal of detail had been redacted. Now, through a Freedom of Information Act filing, I am itching, scratching, just drooling to present to you the danger when terror strikes in the form of a werewolf. Know, dear listeners, that we are sitting in on a CIA conference somewhere deep in the heart of Virginia. And before this is all over, somebody's going to be DOA. But this time around, I'm going to let someone else tell this tale. A voice over 60 years old, which you'll hear very shortly.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out here so late. Please take a seat.
What do you got there, Mulder? Grateful Dead at the Fillmore 66.
Oh my god, I haven't seen a reel-to-reel machine in years.
I've never seen one, period.
Really?
Seriously, sir, what storage room did you drag that out of?
All right, just sit down, please.
I'm sorry, why are we meeting out here?
Yeah, because old hippie records don't go over well at headquarters.
Because what you're about to listen to has never been digitized, and this is where we go to play it. I'll explain the why of it all later, suffice it to say, this is all off the record.
When did we ever do anything on the record?
Cool it!
All right. In April of 1953, director Alan Dulles, in an effort to catch up with the alleged brainwashing techniques and capabilities perpetrated by communists on U.S. prisoners of war, authorized what we now know as MKUltra. Unauthorized experiments with LSD-25, BZ, etc., as you know. Mm-hmm. What you don't know is that one of the experiments carried out was carried out in Romania, albeit under controlled circumstances, which got out of control rather quickly.
Romania?
The reasons for the location are redacted and aren't important at this time. What is important is the result.
I still don't understand.
Cold War's back. And with it, Cold War tactics.
Wait, well, I'm sorry.
Wait, Cold War.
Just listen.
The date is March 1st, 1956.
To the microphone, please.
I'm sorry. Today is March 1st, 1956. My name is Edna Farnham, and I am an assistant, or Girl Friday, as it's called, working within the auspices of the MKUltra Division at the Central Intelligence Agency, also known as Project MKUltra. The Carpathian Mountains attract vacationers from all over the world, and we were just a little group of climbers, trudging up the flank of the Craghorn. There was a local man from a little village in the southern part of Transylvania named Victor Zorak. There was a student enjoying his summer freedom from classes at Oxford, Reginald, or Reggie, as he liked to be called, and his younger sister, Erica, in tow. Decent enough kids, I suppose. And then there was my husband, John, and me. We were on our honeymoon. Finally, there was a Romanian named Jan Bodzla. He was our guide, one of the foremost experts in folklore, and avowed himself the premier werewolf hunter of his day.
There it is, right up there, the lodge where we shall rest this night. Tomorrow, we shall continue the climb to the top of the Craghorn.
It's beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Shh. I'm hungry.
You're always hungry. Me, I'm thirsty.
Well, Racy, you have enough stamina, huh?
You're on.
Oh, you'll pay for that.
Look at those two. Youth.
What's that, Mr. Zorak?
Youth wasted energy just before they needed most.
Oh, we shall have a good, nice rest, and it won't be matter at all for those two.
You two keep this up. You'll trigger an avalanche.
Don't listen to him, kids. He's just very serious, is all.
Mr. Bodzla, Edna tells me you come from a family of werewolf hunters?
Sounds outlandish, I know, but the idea of shapeshifters is as old as the world itself. Lycaon in Greek mythology, the wolf of Ansbach, all real.
Boy, you really believe in your superstitions, don't you?
Traditions.
All right, I'm game. Suppose I'm looking for a werewolf. What?
There are unmistakable signs. The hair on the palms, the eyes, the eyebrows meet in the middle.
My mother-in-law's eyebrows meet in the middle.
And the ring finger is the same length as the middle finger.
Hey, you just described Mr. Zorak.
Yes, I did.
Well, keep him away from my wife, and we'll be fine.
You'll see.
Mr. Bodzla was our true believer.
Oh, I'm studying languages, Mrs. Farnham. Plan to join the Foreign Service.
Good for you. We should all serve our nations to the best of our ability.
The patriotic thing to say.
That's naturally. I have family in the military and in U.S. government. Mm. John, let's go, Slowpoke. Okay.
What was the old chap getting on about, Mr. Farnham?
Oh, nothing.
Come on, you lot. We're going together, Mr. Zorak.
Seriously, though, what is his problem? Rather intense, don't you think?
His family tree is rife with legend and superstition. Oh. Werewolf hunters. He thinks Zorak's a werewolf.
Grant, Zorak's going to change into a wolf some night and tear us apart with his fangs. You know, he's just pulling your chain, as you Yanks say.
Sure he is.
A real-life werewolf and a real-life werewolf hunter. This trip keeps getting better and better.
And just to think, you wanted to go to Capri. Oh, my God.
My friend's family has owned this lodge for generations. They only come up here in the summer. I do love it up here.
It's very homey, I'll give you that. Did you notice those strange carvings in the front door frame?
Probably protection spells.
Shh, I am warning you.
We have a hard climb ahead of us. I suggest we retire immediately.
I'm with Mr. Zorak. The elevation has me terribly tired. Don't forget to drink lots of water, you two.
Oh, we are.
Look at the fire shadows dancing on the wall. Never seen anything like it.
If we leave early tomorrow, we best get some rest, you two.
Come, John. Good night, all. Pleasant dreams.
You too. They look like carnival characters in a parade.
Well, time to go.
I'm suddenly feeling parched myself.
Plenty of water in the room, dear.
Who's wandering around at this hour? Edna? Edna, are you awake? You sleep. Well, I could use a stretch of the legs anyway.
Think me an old fool, but I must take precautions. Silver crosses, one for each window and one for each of us to wear. Here, take them.
I'll
Pass. Thank you, Mr. Farnum. It's all I can do to protect you and your wife.
But, what's that smell? Is that...
It's garlic in the kitchen. Permeates throughout. And ashes on the windowsills.
Boy, they picked right when they picked you. You want to go on believing this medieval BS? You go right ahead. Me? I don't want to hear anymore. Good night.
Who is it?
No,
John?
No,
is everything okay? What were you doing?
I was just Basla. The guy's crazy. Look, the sooner we're... God, it's so hot in here. Practically melting.
Oh, well, drink some more water, for goodness sake. Go back to sleep.
All right. Where's that pitcher?
The night passed quietly into the dawn. John fell right back to sleep. The Smythes slept on cots in front of the still roaring fireplace. I knew that Mr. Bosla stayed up all night maintaining it, standing guard, because I'd seen him when I'd gone down to the kitchen that night. He was staring out a window with a cross in each hand. He didn't even turn his head to acknowledge me as I continued spiking the water with an experimental hallucinogen called LSD-27. Next morning, sunlight's reassurance found our strange, for lack of a better word, group anxious to start out on the trail. We hiked up the west slope, up that imposing tower of stone, closer and closer to camp for the night, to the top, to my objective. I increased the doses, and I kept my eyes and ears open.
It's true!
Sure.
All true. Let's not tell those silly stories, old man. Save them for home.
Oh, don't mind him. He also used to look for monsters under the bed. Go on.
Here, sis. Have a little nip.
I don't know.
You see Mom and Dad anywhere? We're on holiday. Live a little.
Oh, all right. Go ahead, Mr. Bordsler.
At the time of the full moon, the werewolf stalks innocent victims for his own inhuman pleasures. Oh, he or she cannot return to human form unless there is a kill.
Well, you have nothing to worry about out there.
My brother and I aren't that innocent.
Joke, if you will, but you've not seen what I have. It is time to make camp for the night.
Must be the altitude, but I have the oddest headache. Pass the water, will you, hon?
Perhaps you ought to retire early, Mr. Farnum, and sleep well.
Look how his eyes shine. The moon is rising and his eyes turn red. It's the first sign. We must watch him carefully.
His eyes? You're a god.
You certainly have an imagination. Thank you for the bedtime story. I'm unfortunate I won't be able to remember any of it tomorrow.
Youth. He sees the sign of the pentagram on her palm. She will be his first victim.
Come on, old man. It's cold out here. Have another nip of this and slip into your sleeping bag.
I'm turning in, too.
Oh, God, you haven't been drinking, have you?
Just a nip of whiskey? No big deal.
You too.
For the cold. Problem?
No. No problem.
Yes. Big problem. Based on our research, this version of LSD was to hit its zenith later that night. But combined with alcohol, I had no idea what was going to happen. Nevertheless, I continued with the original plan.
Do you believe me now?
Edna!
Where's Mr. Zorak? He's not in his tent.
He is no longer Victor Zorak. He's a werewolf.
For God's sake, will you shut up with all the damn werewolf bullcrap? Edna!
Footprints. Somebody went this way.
We have to Reggie, get your parka. Come on.
Everyone spread out.
Unless you each smuggled in a weapon, I've got the only firearm. You're no match for the werewolf. Fools! I warned you!
Over here! I found her!
Where? Edna!
Oh, God!
How is she?
Oh, she's been attacked! Oh, God, Edna!
She's been attacked by an animal!
It's not possible! There are no animals this far!
Oh, God, Edna!
Don't touch her! You'll be back! The werewolf always returns.
Bodzla, I swear to God, if you don't
stop! Look, animal tracks.
Wolf tracks? Up here?
Oh, I tell you, it is a werewolf.
It's heading upwards. This is the only way down. We have him trapped.
I'll kill it! I'll kill the damn thing!
Reggie, don't!
No! That's what he wants! Come back!
Sorry, Mrs. Farnham. I tried to warn them.
They all thought I was dead. They went to avenge me. The adrenaline rush triggered the delayed release of the LSD-27 in their bloodstreams, combined with the alcohol. I picked myself up and cleaned myself off. My objective attained. I was only supposed to observe the group psychosis. The men climbed higher, followed by Reggie's sister.
Zorak! Grim! Let's go! He thinks he's trapped, he'll attack!
Are you mad? What do you want with me?
We want you dead!
Got him! Oh, one touch him! Don't touch him! Is anyone hurt? Farnham, Reggie!
I just got a scratch. You hit him just in time.
Reggie? Mr. Farnham? Are you all right?
He clawed both legs, but it's not bad. Reggie, you don't look good.
No, I'm not feeling too good.
Oh, me either. Oh, my heart is racing. In fact, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, me too.
No. Those with the werewolf bites or even scratches are contaminated. Nothing can save you from this hideous fate. The werewolf's victims become...
werewolves!
The traumatic stress, the experimental LSD concentrate combined with alcohol, the subjects became highly disoriented. They thought they had become werewolves. It turns out it was possible to instigate and direct, no, choreograph a group hallucination. They killed Jan Bodzla and Erica too. Then they went back to camp, washed their wounds, and slaked their thirsts with more LSD-tainted water. I made my way to the extraction point. And returned home.
Suffice it to say, further experiments with LSD-27 were abandoned, as was LSD-27 itself.
Okay, you will excuse me if I find this all more than a little hard to believe.
Yeah.
What happened to Edna Farnum?
After she recorded her account, she resigned from the CIA. Then she returned to the Carpathian Mountains and apparently found Reginald Smythe and her husband living in the forest. She couldn't get them to believe that they weren't werewolves, or, for that matter, that she was Edna Farnum.
She did get John Farnum to fall in love with her all over again, but she could never get him to give up the mountains or Reginald Smythe. The psychological damage to that boy was...
Wait, hey, how the hell would you know all that?
There's another part to the story few people know about. Thought it was better told away from HQ, you know, the noise and all. MK Ultra officially ended in 73.
But we all know better, don't we?
Sir, I don't know...
We're talking about plans to reinitiate the program.
Whoa. How much do you know?
Enough. Found out a few days ago.
You didn't answer my question. How do you know what happened to the Farnums?
There's one thing Edna didn't know until much later. Bodzla was right. Zorak really was a werewolf. The Farnums had two kids, a boy and a girl. They swore revenge. Revenge against anyone involved with MKUltra, then or now.
You can't be serious.
There are many secrets we keep in that building.
And there are secrets within secrets. Like the fact that we're...
Bet you didn't see that ending coming. Neither did I. But I heard it from a mile away. You know what they say, information wants to be free. I guess you just need a big enough vault to hold it all in. What? Nobody says that. Only I need a big enough vault? Goodness. There I go hallucinating again. Be sure to come back next time when someone in the vault says,
"Steal my gold, will you? I'll teach you, but good, you filthy little beasts."
Until then, be sure to drink plenty of water. It's good for you. Ha 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 ha